Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Wilton, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I am so excited to have Samantha Nestor here because not only is she the Weston First Elect woman and very familiar with Orem's Diner, but it's your birthday.
It is.
It's your birthday.
What a birthday gift. I know, right? Yes, I get to be on the radio for
my birthday. Oh, sure. A real gift. It really is a gift and an honor to meet you. I've heard nothing but amazing things, and I know you love Weston. It is your heart. It is your world. I mean, talk about the role that you play in Weston.
Well, I have the best gig you could ever imagine. Maybe second to you, but I love my job, and I've been the first select woman in Weston for 3 terms.
That's amazing.
And it is an honor to represent your community and your neighbors. And I look at it as just keeping my community safe and making their lives better. And I can't think about another way to wake up in the morning and to have that charge. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of pressure.
Sure.
When there's a hurricane, a snowstorm, you know, rainstorms, I'm like that teenage mom who is worried about how everybody's going to get home and
right.
make sure everybody's safe. But other than those things, other than those white knuckle moments, it's been wonderful. And I've really been honored to be there.
And I know Weston is right here. You guys are so, it seems, very connected to Wilton. Tony, by the way, says hello. Tony Boucher was here earlier this hour. But talk about the relationship. I mean, do you work a lot with Tony Boucher or kind of Weston Wilton? It just seems you guys are almost like brother sister towns.
We call ourselves the 3 W's. There's Weston, Wilton, and Westport.
And Westport,
and,
sure.
And Weston is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
I won't say we're the stepchild, but we are sort of in the middle there. And we have a very small commercial district. We don't have a Y. We don't have a diner. We don't have recreational facilities. And really, as Westonites, I like to say we have tentacles.
I love that.
In the other W's.
Well, it's very typical middle child, which yes, I am one yes, of those. Yes. So I get it. Yes.
Yes.
They all have to function. Yes.
Yes. We're the connectors.
Yes.
We're the peacemakers, I like to say.
We
fly under the radar. And for example, my children, they went to the Montessori school here in Wilton. This is my diner.
Wow.
You know, my kid, he swam for the Yahoos, for the Wilton Y.
Aww.
And there's a real connection in the communities, but also in our collaboration as government officials. And we look to each other for best practices. We're both small towns. Wilton's a little bit bigger, and they've sort of moved the needle on housing much more than we have. But so we look up to that. But we collaborate on public safety, which I think is really important. Our paramedic, our regional paramedic, we collaborate with. We have a fire district that is in the north. Both Northern Weston and Northern Wilton and Reading.
Oh, that's so cool.
So we have a fire district that is a regional fire district there. And we are all part of the same group of first selects and mayors. It's called the Council of Governments.
Oh, cool.
And we meet once a month to complain. I mean, to problem solve.
Right, of course, to problem,
to problem
solve. Absolutely.
Problem
yeah,
solve.
That's what I heard you say.
Yes,
it's fine.
Problem
yeah,
solve.
I'm just kidding. Do you ever meet at Orem's? Because it's like a middle ground?
Yeah, we don't, but I think that's a good idea.
Right? Dimitri, write that down. Wherever you are. I don't know where Dimitri... Oh, he might be getting you cake.
Oh.
I might have asked him to get a piece of cake. Well, come on. It's your birthday.
Yeah, well, at least you remembered. My teenage son is still sleeping.
Well, but when he wakes up, he's going to know. He's going to totally know. I mean, it's really... It just seems like this area in general, you guys... I keep coming back to kind of community and just really pouring into one another. What in... You know, for Weston, what makes it so unique?
I think Weston is a small town, but we are all very well educated. We're very civic minded. We run on volunteer power. It's really amazing how many people step up and participate. And in the past decade, we have been able to accomplish things that were only a dream. Before, and nobody ever thought there'd be, this is crazy, but there'd be sidewalks in Weston. We built a huge community center at something called Lashot Town Farm.
Oh, cool.
Which is an area where we have children's programs, yoga programs, and really Broadway caliber performances.
Wow.
That are there. So you know, Weston began as a really arts community. Well, actually began at Onion Farms, but really arts community. And I know they were touting, you know, people there, but we had Robert Redford live in our town, Eartha Kitt, you know, Christopher Plummer. We had all these very well-known people, and we still do, you know. We still have Keith Richards there, you were talking about.
Right.
You know, rock
yes.
and roll. Keith Richards is still
yes,
and we have. Oh, I can't remember, but it'll come to me in a minute.
You guys do have you have some. I feel like some Hollywood.
Well, the two best guitarists. Police
Navidad. Oh yeah. Oh no, don't ask. I do talk radio. No, the FM. Someone here has to know. Paul Goodman, you work in theatrics.
I gave him a proclamation.
I know, right?
Again, well, we'll move on.
You're
when
like,
it comes, we'll move on.
Right?
But it'll
pop up randomly, and then you'll text me that.
Yeah, but we find ways, especially after COVID, we really needed to find ways to build community.
Wow.
And this office center was one way, building sidewalks, creating pickleball courts, creating places for people, redoing our town green, creating places for people to gather, because we're a 2-acre zoned town,
yeah,
and you could be very isolated.
Yeah.
So we try to find ways. We have a steel band coming on May 31st to have a party on our to welcome the summer.
I love
like,
that.
Say on our
like
on
party because why not? I love that.
Because why not?
I love that. I think it's so fun. Well, I think you're a joy. Did we find the person?
Oh yes,
oh,
Jose Feliciano.
Feliciano. Good
oh my
Lord.
God.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Some listener right now is like,
I know, right? Somebody just literally was like yelling
well,
at the
no,
radio.
I'm in big trouble.
It's your birthday. We're gonna let
yeah,
it slide.
It's like we're
it's
gonna
perfectly
let, we're
fine.
Gonna let, we're gonna
it's incredible.
It. Well, thank you.
Absolutely amazing. And I hope that you have a fantastic 36th birthday?
Yeah, I'm gonna be 36. It's really, you know,
crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing
you know,
it. Amazing. Yeah. It really is such a joy to finally meet you. Samantha Nestor, thank you so much for what you do for the town of Weston, and thanks for being part of the diner tour.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
I told you.
Thank you.
How can we not have birthday? Yes, of course. Happy birthday.
All right, I'm making a wish.
Do it. Oh. And she did. She literally blew out the candle here. Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank
that looks
you.
So good. Yeah, so Samantha's going to have some cake. We're going to go to a commercial break. And thank you so much for being part of the diner tour.
Thank you so much.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're so welcome. We're going to be right back. Stop number 3 right here in Wilton at Orem's Diner for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.